Just a few years ago, this happened. There was a Canadian person, I don't know, Argentina, somewhere, he was over there. He married this very nice girl from there. I think it was Argentina. He married this girl, and for a long time, they just traveled around by car and, traveling here and there. And at that time, this was great because they were young and everything, but she had her children, her first three children, but when they were traveling around. But as things came, he came down to Toronto, and they decided that now they couldn't travel around much and thing. So he got into this high-rise building somewhere on the 14th floor or something. He took up three apartments together, like being a big family, and they are over there. And finally, he decided that he would not let these children go out. So the mother, what she did, he would bring them these videos and tapes and all from the library and books and all to read, because the mother insisted on that.
She
She
must
said,
have
they've got to be
teach
educated.
them, yeah.
She said, they've got to be. So she was educating. He said, all right, you educate them. He said, you educate them. Once this elder boy and the two elder boys, he said, when they had to go out to get the eyes tested, or when somebody came to know and the social workers came in and all to show them, what he did was he made them wear these long shirts, not even this thing, and he took them out, got the eyes tested, or whatever it is, twice or thrice they had gone out. That was their only experience with the outside world. So what they would do to entertain themselves, they would build, like different Star Wars stories. They acted it out and all. And they would put these screens up and build all this masks and everything, take all sorts of material, newspapers and all, and make masks and this, that, and the other, and act things out. Finally, the social workers, then, oh, three of them ran out of the house one day because the father used to bolt the house from the outside when he used to go out. And somehow, finally, they managed to run out, because when they came to a certain age, it was becoming too much being in one room. And they were not allowed to be in the end rooms, they were always in the middle room. He had one end room, God knows what they did, but they were not allowed to go in there. So they were always in the middle. So the neighbors didn't know what was going on. They couldn't hear. So this is how they kept themselves going, acting different things out. So he does that. And then they ran out of the house. Finally, they ran out. And after a few days, one of the boys, I think, went back because they were hungry. One fainted or something on the road, and they took him to the hospital. They took him to the hospital, and they found him malnutrition, this, that, and the other. Found out the story where he lived and everything, and he said, and they said, because he was underage, he said, we have to take you back home. And he said, no, please don't do that and everything. The social workers came to know about it. They came to know about it. So the social workers and all got in. And one of the social workers had a friend who used to do something like you do, recording and taping and making movies around Toronto. So she told her friend, and her friend said, I want to meet these kids, because she had gone then into the apartment and checked things out. What happened was, when the father saw that finally he was going to be found, singed and all,
Exposed, yeah.
he left. God knows what happened. He got out from there. And then the social workers and all came in, and this girl who did her social worker's friend, she came and she interviewed these boys and their life and everything, and she saw how talented they
They
were.
actually.
So she recommended that we are seven, she recommended them to some movie director or something, and they've made a movie on these boys now and their
Wow.
lifestyle
Beautiful.
and things.
Wow.
Beautiful.
You know,
Made a
like
movie.
Sure.
Listen, this
Yeah.
day and age, you know, Central Asia at one time, I don't know now what has happened with all this trouble, but at one time, because I used to be in Darjeeling and we used to go to Kathmandu and Nepal and all, but even when we were going through the valleys and thing, we could see tribes in the valleys, here and there. And I remember looking down once, and there were these people down there. And I said, "Can't we go down and see them?" Like, I was really, because I'm used to, tri I loved seeing tribal people. And the driver who was driving the jeep, he said, "No, you can't disturb them." As we were looking down, some people from there, the chiefs and all, came up, and the thing. And the driver said, "All right, they're coming up, you can talk to them." So they came up, they've been living there for God knows how many generations, but they don't want the outside civilization coming and disturbing their thing. He said, "Nobody coming in taking pictures or what they do." I think, "No." He said, "We don't want this thing there." And there's scholars, there's scholars, there's scholars. We found this big field, and people over there sort of walking around. They had this bag in front of them, and sort of looking at the plants and picking. And I knew they were picking up medicine, I think, and got talking to them. It was amazing that some, like, I thought